Blog Talk Radio.
Somebody just look back over your life and see where it brought you from. How many of you know prayer changes? I heard that prayer changes. I believe that prayer changes. I know that prayer changes things. Prayer changes. I heard that prayer changes. I believe that prayer changes. I know that prayer changes things. Now I was in a real bad abusive relationship, knowing that there was no way for me to live. A young girl like me, raised up in a good family, way too young to endure such misery. And every night I cry myself to sleep from all the pain. And the more I pray for sunny days, it seems to rain. At any given time, for no reason at all, so hard. My God, sometimes I fall. Mama asks what happened to me, and I take up for him. She said the devil's a liar, pray God get rid of him. And now I'm going to school, hitting those books, I'm doing fine. He's out my life, I'm not confused, got peace of mind. Man, I tell you, prayer changed, it changed.
Prayer changed,
oh it changed.
Prayer changed,
I'm a witness.
Prayer changed,
that I know.
Prayer changed,
it changed.
Prayer changed,
it changed.
Prayer changed,
I'm a living witness.
Prayer changes things.
I was a freshman in college, and I had just made it on the basketball team. I had all the skills it took to make it, but on my grades I was getting nothing but all D's. And the coach came to me and had a talk with me about my career. Said if you don't get your grades up, I'm gonna have to sit you down this year. Man, as tough as I was, I'd break down and cry. Everybody knows me, knows that basketball is my life. I studied hard, I gave my all. Oh my God, so many flaws. Man, ball didn't look too good for me. My future could not see. I had lost all my beliefs and gave up on all my dreams. Then I went to church on Sunday and the pastor began to preach. It was like he was talking to me when he said I can do all things in Christ that strengthens me. And for me that was enough. Now I went from a D all the way to an A plus. I tell you,
prayer changes
things.
Prayer changes.
Prayer
changes.
It changes things.
Prayer changes
things.
Prayer changes.
I'm a living witness.
Prayer changes things.
Me and my wife had a few problems. We thought that nothing could solve. Listen to family members and so-called friends. Man, I tell you, that's just how the devil creeps in. We were separated at least for a month or two. She was wilding in the clubs, and I was out there doing wrong too. And we would walk around the house, putting each other down. I mean right in front of the kids, we would curse each other out. Then I was in a bad accident, and I almost lost my life. And guess who was there for me? My wife. Now ain't it funny how he makes a way when we said there was no way. I'm out the hospital and back at home, planning another wedding day. I tell you,
prayer changed,
it changed.
Prayer changed,
prayer changed.
Prayer changed,
prayer changed.
Prayer changed,
things I'm always in this.
Prayer changed,
changed.
Prayer
changed,
prayer changed.
Now all of these things were happening in one family. But that's okay, cause there's nothing God can achieve. I don't care what the problem in your life may be, cause who the Son sets free is free indeed. And if you didn't know, now you shouldn't know. All you gotta do is take this family's life for example. Now mom and dad are married again, four kids now cause they just had twins. Little sister all grown up now, she's a lawyer married with one child now. 2 years big brother's out of college, man he's got his hands full. Blessed with skills, blessed with knowledge. Now he's playing for the Chicago Bulls. I'm a witness.
Prayer
changes, yeah.
Prayer changes.
Prayer changes.
Prayer changes.
Oh, when it you can't make it all. I know that prayer changes things. In the middle of the storm, prayer will grow. Cause it changes.
It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay, and big up to all my Dons and Divas listening, and even my little Dons and Divas listening. And it's your girl, Diva Mary Kay, and you are now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio, where we keep it real 24/7, 365 days a year. On today's show, we're going to be talking about, you know, when should you report abuse? So we're going to be talking about that today. I'm going to have some special guests calling in today, and I'm thankful for them. And again, today is October, y'all, and it's Cancer Awareness Month, so I want to give a big Diva shout-out to all the cancer survivors and who's fighting a fight right now and also who lost the fight, the battle fighting against cancer. So we definitely want to get into that today. And Cancer Awareness Month, you know, for all the ladies, do me a favor to support Cancer Awareness Month and wear either a pink bra or a pink shirt, a little pink, the pink symbol, that the little pin that goes on your shirt and whatnot, just to support the against cancer. And at Mary Kay, for all y'all know that I'm the Mary Kay lady, we do what we call a party with a purpose. And we party with a purpose in the month of October. And what we do is we host parties, and you know, you get your beauty consultant and you host a party with a purpose, and some of the proceeds from the party is going to go towards finding the cure for breast cancer and cancer that's affecting people all around the world. Now, today's show is sponsored by Blog Talk Radio, $8 daily, MaryKay.com, and our new sponsor, Mommy Moms. And we also got a new sponsor that just logged in with us, Mr. Keith Mollett. So we want to give it up for him. That's right. We thankful for our sponsors, and we thankful for people who's definitely being a part of the movement and making it happen for us. But we're going to get into the topic today, you know, when should you report abuse? And I did this topic because it's something that has been personal to me. And I definitely want to get your comments. So y'all call in at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. Oh, wait a minute. Let me just press a pause right here. Before I go into talking about anything, I got to give a shout-out to my babies. First, to Makai. I love you very much. To my baby girl, Tashauna. I love you, baby, with all my heart. To Uriah, I love you as well. I want to give a shout-out to my sisters Amanda and Cassandra, the fly-ass twins in the world. I love you. I also want to give a shout-out to my baby mama. Hey, Coco, what's up, boo? I also want to give a shout-out to Gigi. That's another one of my top dog divas that I fuck with as well. And I'm going to try to keep the cursing down, y'all. This is a family show, so I'm going to try to keep the cursing down, but I'm not going. If you want to call in and express your opinion, you can. I don't mind, but just keep the cursing to a minimum, because my little Dons and Divas listen, I don't want them, you know. Y'all already know what it is. But let's get into the topic about when should you report abuse. And this is something that personally happened with me. I had a girlfriend, and You know, we rolled tight every day. And, you know, she had three kids. And, you know, she wasn't really getting no support from the fathers. And that's all right, because sometimes we make a poor decision of who we decide to have children with or be with. I know, you know, in your relationships, whether with your girlfriends or boyfriends, I have had bad relationships as well. But, you know, she was going in on her kids, and she used to yell at them and hit them and, you know, tell them, go in the room, and they'd be in the room for hours, like, you know, for hours. So, you know, I was thinking to myself one day, like, you know what, diapers is really going, I going to call diapers on her one day. But I had to realize, like, Ab, you sitting right here. You know, not only is you the outsider looking in, you from the inside looking out. So, you know, I went to her like a woman, and I said, look, I need to tell you something. You know, we need to sit down. You know, I need to tell you something important. And she was like, girl, what? What? She thought I was going to be talking about, you know, somebody else. But, no, I was talking about her, and I was telling her, like, look, I'm only saying this because I love you, and I don't want nothing to happen to you nor the kids. But, you know, I see you've been getting real frustrated with the kids. You've been getting more violent. You've been getting more hostile. And you've been getting more frustrated with the kids. And I need you to talk to me and tell me what's going on. Or I need you to seek some professional help. Otherwise, I'm going to have to report you to Child Protective Services. Now, was she mad as hell? Yes. She was very mad, like, Ed, you're supposed to be my friend. I can't believe that you report me and call diapers or whatever the case may be. And, you know, she ended up not speaking to me for about 3 or 4 weeks. But she did give me a call later, you know, and say, you know what, Ebony, I do have a problem. You know, I do got some stuff going on with myself, you know. So, you know, I just reached out to her. I didn't go call diapers on her first. I didn't just jump the gun. I went and I sat down and I talked to her about where it can go as far as her abusing her kids. And when do you report abuse? You want to report it before it even starts. You know, I know you got a neighbor and you be like, yo, she be cursing at her child, calling all types of bees and hoes and whatever the case may be. But, you know, maybe you can go knock on your neighbor door and say, you know, hey, my name is such and such, and I live next door to you. And can I talk to you for a few minutes? You know, humble yourself. If you say that, I'm pretty sure she'll invite you in and be like, look, I just want to sit down and talk to you, and I know you're frustrated, and I know it's probably some hard things that you're going through in life, but I know if I can hear you blacking on your kids, everybody else can hear you. And I want to come and sit down, woman to woman, or woman to man, or whatever the case may be, and talk to you and see if there's any way that I can help before somebody call Protective Services. You know, a lot of times people just need a chance, you know, for you to talk to them. Because a lot of times we start pointing the finger at people. Oh, she ain't a good mother. Oh, she don't take care of her child. Oh, she hang out all night. Oh, you know, she ain't this and she ain't that. And another thing, when you point your finger at somebody, it's three fingers pointing back at you. So stop pointing, because if you want to point at yourself, you know, but sometimes you just need to sit down with the person. You never know what they went through, you know, because a lot of times when a person is abusing someone else, it's because they was abused at a younger age or throughout their life. Does it make it right for them to abuse somebody else? No. Hell no. It does not make it right for them to abuse somebody else, but sometimes you need to talk to them, and I definitely want to get y'all's opinion on this. So call in at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And choose the prompt number one so I can know that you want to speak on the line. I see somebody on the line right now. I'm about to open it up. What's up? It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You live on Diva Smile Radio. Who's this? 973-847?
Yeah, how you doing? How you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm good. Well, my real name is Keith, you know, but I'm eating to the
woods. What's up, Keith?
Hey, what's up?
What's up, Keith? How you doing? What's going on? I'm glad to hear you called in. I'm glad to hear you show support to call into the show. So big round of applause for you, baby. So Or you want to give some shout-outs before you give your comments?
Yeah, yeah. I got, you know, three things. You know, yeah, I'd like to give a shout-out to, you know, to my wife, McKenna. You know, shout-out to my daughter, you know. You know, big ups, you know. Big shout-out, you know, Diva Mary Kay, you know. Rick City Stand Up, you know.
Rick City Stand Up, y'all.
Yeah, 973-201. But my comment is, like, that abuse thing, I understand where you're coming from, you know, because, me, don't get me wrong, we all do mistakes in our life, you know. I made big mistakes here. I put my hands in my life, you feel me? And I regret that day, you know, any day. I'm not even going to lie, I do, you know. But I told myself I'm not going to go down that road again, you know. So now I'm trying to, you know, go through counseling, trying to get myself, you know, trying to get everything real right. You feel me? And like you said, if you do abuse somebody, that's because you probably did something before, like something happened to you, and you don't know how to express yourself. Don't get me wrong. Instead of me sitting there talking or trying to do counseling, I try to do things on my own, and that shit is not copacetic. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
But you just got to know. Like, I'm not gonna say no, but me personally, any. Putting hands on anybody, you know?
Yeah, putting your hands on anybody is definitely wrong. And, you know, that was a big move for you to even call up to the show and be able to get honest and say, you know what, I put my hands. Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, yeah. That was my wife from another line. But, you know, don't get me wrong, I apologize. Like, on all honesty, you know, I'm trying to sit there, I'm trying to seek help and do everything that, you know, that's real right, because I don't want to go down, like I said, I don't want to do that no more, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And believe it or not, I wrote a song about that too, man, like, you know, I can't do that no more, you know, but
after the whole situation, after you got into that heated argument and, you know, after you put your hands on your wife or whatever the case may be, you know, how fast or how immediate was it that you said, you know what, I need to get help? When did you realize that you needed to go and get some counseling and that you had some issues with yourself that you needed to get honest with and start to make a change for the better? Did you decide to change because you felt like you was in fear of losing something, or did you decide to make a change because, you know, you wanted to be able to address some things that may be deep down in the inside of you?
It's actually both, you know? Like, in all honesty, it is. Like, because, I'm sorry, me, I hate to see women, females do, like, cry and stuff like that and, you know, feel some type of way. And, I felt bad. Like, I don't know, I felt bad, like, real bad, like, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I can't do that, you know? I can't. Hell no. You know what I mean? Like,
right. Well, that's what's up. I appreciate that. I heard you said you wrote a song about it, and I definitely want to hear, you know, your song. So can you spit it for me?
Yeah. It's called Is This Love? It goes like,
is this love? How is love by the way you treat us? Is this love when you walk up another street and you be on her? Is this love?
I don't understand, how is this love? But 15 minutes ago you was giving her a hug. Walk up, hold your hand, saying you love her. The things start going and saying, calling all out of her name. Then you put the white hand to her face. Now you suffer an 8-year case with a man with a black suit and a briefcase. Yeah, that's a lawyer, you should have adored her. Now you can't flash it off, so lose it. Pit it the rest and mash it. Now you look down at some flowers in a closed casket. Before that happened, I saw you walking down. So I started coming down. And your man was coming too. He came off the bike now. He started hitting you. You had to realize, is this love? How is love by the way you treat him? Is this love when you walk up in the street and you be on her? Is this love when you're with your friends, you talk about her? Is this love?
Oh, that was a round of applause to that. Thank you, Kim. He just came in with the song. That's right. that. I thank you, Pete, for calling in. What's your stage name?
E.G. Tinnaloose, man. That's E.G., capital T-I-N-T-E-D, capital L-O-O-S-E. So you can follow me on Facebook, all that, you know, just type in Keith Still Standing Millette. You feel me? Or you type in E.G. Tinnaloose. Feel me? Like, that's what you got to do. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to get my studio off the ground right now. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to get my wife in the studio with me, trying to get my sister-in-law in the studio with me, trying to get real things real big. You know, I'm trying to make it come up right now. But, you know, I'm going to put things on hold for right now, so that way when I do make it big, I'm not going to say if. You got to say when, because you got to have some self-confidence inside yourself and have self-esteem.
Well, that's what's up. You just got your exclusive live on Diva Spot ENT, and that's definitely something. I thank you for calling in. I got another caller on the line that's calling in. Give me one second. Let me open up the line. It's the girl Diva Mary Kay, and you are live on Diva Spot Radio ENT. Who's this?
Hey.
48904, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Oh, Sandra, what's up, baby?
Hey, what's up, what's up?
Nothing.
Yeah,
they are all
so
happy. Calling in, and I'm so thankful. And it's this the love right here. Like, this how you make it happen. And me and my sister was talking earlier today. We hadn't spoken in a while, but she actually found me on Facebook. And, you know, we were talking about this topic on the show at the top of the hour. We're talking about, you know, when do you report abuse? And, you know, and you can call in live at 347-850-1521, or you can archive it live at www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaMaryKay. So, Sandra, you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you.
All right, so when do you, you know, what are your comments and your feelings on reporting abuse?
Okay, first I want to comment on the last guy that just came in. Like, that's good that he recognized he was wrong when he did abuse his wife and even made a song about it. Like, wow. Big
wow.
Up for that. I had to write about it, but that's what's up. So, but, yeah, you know, I mean, there's so many different situations that you could, like, it's so hard to, like, try to report it. Like you said, your story about you and your girl, you know, I mean, there's so many different, you know, you can't, I don't know how to say, but you you don't know, like, what is abuse, you know, what is abuse to you, you know what I'm saying? Verbal, is verbal abuse, you know, physical and all that, but some judgments on abuse is like, you know, I don't know, like, some of it is not abuse. Some of it is abuse. So it's so hard to judge it, you know. But I feel that, yeah, when you see it and you know that it's physical and you know that it's verbally towards kids wise and physically towards women and men. Like, because there's women that are out here that jump on their man too also.
And it's
not right. Nobody should be hit, like you just said. No one should get hit. But, you know, it's best to report it because you can save a person's life, you know. And even the abuser, you can get some help, too, by reporting it. So, yeah, either way, both ends can get help.
Well, definitely both ends. Yeah, I'm here. I said definitely both ends can get help. You know, you definitely want to, you don't want to just come in and just, you know, just immediately call services on them. You want to try to communicate with them to get them some help. And I thank you for your opinion. Don't go nowhere, Sandra. I'm going to open up the line. I got another call on the line because I got a story for y'all, and I want to get your opinion on this as well.
Okay.
Hold on one second. Just hold on the line. Don't go nowhere. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You live on Diva Spot Radio. Who's this?
Okay. This is the 908 Jersey calling, and I'm calling and enjoying the comments and shout out to Blog Talk Radio. I just started promoting it tonight's show. Online, and just grateful for the opportunity. I'm enjoying the show, and I just caught the verses that he was singing when I was able to get linked in. So I'm enjoying the show. Shout out to Diva Spot ENT.
Well, that's what's up. Good looking.
Future Guru 100. That's just calling and checking in, saying I love the show.
Right, you got my boo, Future Guru 100 on the live in effect. he keeps it popping. He is definitely doing his thing big with 7,000 followers on Twitter. He's also a sponsor on the show Future Guru 100 and $8 daily. So, you know, follow him on Twitter, www.twitter.com/futureguru100. And I thank you for calling in on the show. Guru, on today's show, we're talking about, you know, when should you report abuse? You know, when does it get to the point that you should report abuse? And one of the situations that I was talking about at the top of the hour is, you know, you got friends or family members or cousins, you know, and you see them cursing at their kids or backhanding their kids or socking their kids, and you like, damn, you know, diapers is going to get her one day. But, you know, you got to think about it. Should I be reporting this? I'm really the one that's looking. So give me a comment on that, because the line is just going crazy. People just calling in. Like, I know y'all got opinions, and I'm going to get to you. I'm going to get to you, 862-888, and I'm also going to get to you, 862-237. I'm coming.
All right. My comment is, if anyone has any, you know, like, feelings about humanity and, like, children and welfare of children and being, like, no, we don't want nobody suffering, period. You know, it's always, you know, you don't want anybody to be hurt over something you could prevent. So now we're talking about my background. My background is helping my mother with her agency, because she has her own Child Assault Prevention and Children for Safe, Strong, and Free agency. So it's just basically going to workshops to schools, and she educates the kids on schools on growing up in teens and going into teens and young ladies and young men about abuse. So now, you know, we already have I got a strong background to help them with that agency. So,
great.
I mean, you can contact me at futureguru100@gmail.com about the website that's coming soon for that. It's basically just, you know, people just, when I just heard the comments, it's just everybody got touched by certain things. They heard the song was kind of moving, and when I got the meaning behind it just now, I'm just, you know, just knowing that everybody does care about that stuff, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You got to be, it's a tricky situation, but, you know, you can't, you know, just ignore it. You cannot ignore it.
Right. You're right. You definitely can't ignore it. And Guru, I thank you for calling in and giving your opinion. Hold on for 1 minute for me. Give me 1 second. I'm going to get somebody else's opinion on the line. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You live in the building at Diva Spot Radio, ENT 862-888. Who's on the line?
Shout out to Diva Mary Kay.
Hey, Uriah, what's going on, honey? I love you.
I love you, too.
Well, that's what's up. I want your opinion on abuse. Is it okay for people to abuse kids?
Huh?
Is it okay for people to hit children or abuse kids?
No.
No, it's not right. And why is it not right, Sire? Uriah, why is it not right?
Because the person could go to jail, or you could hurt the kids.
That's right. That's my baby, Tashauna. I love you. She is 10 years old, and she is very, very special. That was her sister on the line, Uriah, as well. And I'm glad my little divas called in. And you right, Tashauna. They can go to jail. You can go to jail for abusing your child. And not only that, you can get locked up, and you will hurt the child as well. So we definitely don't want that. Now, ain't that right, Tashauna?
That's right.
That's right. And Tashauna, you want to give a shout out to anybody? Who you want to shout out?
To you.
To me.
Uh-huh.
I love you so much. I thank you for calling in. Stay on the line, Mama, and keep listening, okay?
Okay. Jasmine wants you.
All right, put Jasmine on line, because I want to ask her a question, because Jasmine is a little older. Put her on.
Hi. Hey, Diva Mary Kay.
Hey, Jasmine. Welcome to the show. How old are you, Jasmine?
13.
13 years old. And we're talking about the topic today of when should you report abuse. Jasmine, when should you report abuse? You know, when you see somebody being abused, whether it's physical abuse, whether it's emotional abuse or whether it's verbal. What do you feel about that, Jasmina?
I don't really understand the question.
Okay. All right. Let me do it this way for you. If you see somebody, like one of your friends, what if one of your friends come in and tell me, like, you know, my mom boyfriend keep hitting me, or my mom boyfriend be touching me, or my mom be hitting me out of nowhere and pulling me by my hair and stuff like that, you know, what would you say to her?
I think they should report on it before it gets any worse, or at least tell somebody who could really help them.
And that's what's up. You right about that, baby. I thank you for calling in. Y'all stay on the line and keep listening in. Y'all hear that? The kids. And I'm so thankful. I'm actually kind of choked up and caught up right now. I love each and every one of you. Shout out to Tashauna, Uriah, and Jasmina for listening to the show. That's my little divas. And I'm glad they called in and gave me a shout out. And I'm glad that they gave their opinions about abuse, because they right. It's very, very important. You can go to jail, you can get locked up, and you can, you know, hurt the child. And like Jasmina said, you know, I will tell somebody before it get any worse. And with me saying that, I want to bring y'all this story today, you know, about abuse and depression and emotion. And it go, and this, let me pull this up here. Now, it's an Ohio mom killed two kids, and then she killed herself. It says, a sheriff in the Northeast Ohio says a mother shot and killed her two children in their beds before committing suicide. The Carroll County Sheriff Dale Williams says the woman's father notified police around 7:30 a.m., and this recently happened. This was on Wednesday after finding the body. The sheriff said the man was in the house at the time, but not witnessing the shootings. It says the body of the 24-year-old woman and her two children, a 6-year-old girl and an 18-month-old baby boy, were recovered. Williams says investigations were checking a note found at the home, but no immediate motives was offered. The family lived in a rural town about 20 miles southwest of Carson, and their bodies were taken to the coroner's office for autopsy. Now, the children had different fathers, and both of whom apparently lived outside the area. Williams said detailed information of the victim's identity was being withheld until the men or the family members were notified. And the reason why I'm talking about this woman in Ohio who killed her two kids and killed herself, because you can be a single mother, and, you know, it was a, let me go back to it because I want to make sure I get it right. I do not want to take anything from these kids. A 6-year-old girl and an 18-month-old baby boy. You know, who's to say what was going on in that house with that woman and what she was going through, you know, and how hard she may felt it was. That's a sign of depression. And even though her being depressed, who would say that she wasn't taking it out on those kids and beating those kids? It even got to the point that she shot both of her kids and then killed herself. I want your opinion on this story, and I definitely want your opinion on reporting abuse. And you can call in at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. I'm about to open a line up here. Give me a second. 862-237. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You're live on the line, 862-237-8077. Are you there?
Yeah, what's going on?
Who's on the line?
It's me, Rocker Block.
What's going on, Rocker Block? How you doing? I'm glad you called in for the show, and I thank you for calling in. Rocker Block in the building. Easy up.
What's up, it's crazy, man. I'm going to tell you right off the top, yo. You're supposed to report abuse as soon as it happens. If I'm walking down the street, you smack me, I could tell the police on you right then and there and get you arrested. Because if you do it once, you'll do it again. It becomes habitual at a time, you know what I'm saying? So I say you report it right away, you know what I mean? And then, you know, when it comes to the children and everything, it's the difference between abuse and discipline, you know what I mean? especially in the hood. It's, you know, the hood is sick right now. You know what I'm saying? And when it comes to discipline, it's a different way we do it. For some reason, it's not right. Because we could go up top on somebody, and it's our own children, and we call it discipline. It's not discipline. It's abuse. It's the way you're supposed to do that. You know what I mean? And we need to be aware of that and take heed to the proper way of disciplining our children. And, you know, when it comes to abuse, it's just obvious because of the way we do it. And then that's how people see it. And we don't see it that way, so that's why we get in trouble and think we're doing the right thing. So it's like real complicated when it gets like that. And then with the lady killing the kids and everything, you're right. You know, you never know what's going on in our house. I have a baby mother, you know, and she had her kids and always calling me for everything and wanting this, wanting that, you know, left and right, and then driving herself crazy. So you never know what went down. I mean, she's definitely wrong for what she did to those beautiful children. I never seen them, but I bet you they were beautiful because God don't make no ugly babies.
Mm-hmm.
And for sure, you know, that was definitely wrong. That's not even abuse, nor is it discipline because, you know, that's just murder. You know, you can't put that in the abusive category. You know what I mean? You went over the top and, you know, she was scared of the consequences. You know, she took the coward way out,
mm-hmm.
if you ask me. You feel me? Mm-hmm. So that's how I feel about that. It's crazy.
Well, Rocker Block, I thank you for giving your comments. Don't go nowhere because I got another story for y'all. And, again, it's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio ENT. And we're talking about, at the top of the hour, when should you report abuse? And I'm glad everybody calling in and giving their opinion. This is what's actually making this show so much stronger, that people calling in and giving their insight and giving their opinion. That's what it's about. I'm about to get into some fly music. And you know what will be appropriate for this show right here? It's my boy Jada Kid Smoking Guns. It's your girl Diva Mary Kay. You're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio ENT. Let's go.
Yo, shorty is courageous, going through the stages of where her body is more mature than her age is. Far from the daddy little girl type, can't even imagine what her world's like. It all started off as a youngin', stepfather used to touch her and she couldn't say nothing. The more she held in the pain, it kept coming. Eventually it scarred her for life as a woman. And then he just kept touching her. Inside, that was crushing her. I got something to discuss with her. I'm coming with the tech, with the air holes and the muffler.
You're the only one I love. The only man I know that I can trust. And if I ever should need you, I know you come ready to kill. With a smoking gun, with a smoking gun, with a smoking gun, with a smoking gun. I know you come ready to kill. With a smoking gun.
Uh-huh. Baby by a stepdad, huh? Little man, all alone up in West Half. Tough road and without a car, it's a tough walk. Worst part about it is her mom think it's her fault. Word get around, y'all, you know how the town talk. Baby girl is innocent, labeled her the town hall. Suicidal thoughts on her mind even now more. First the abuse, now she gotta raise her child poor. And that's why I feel for you. That's why I'm ready to kill for you. That's a black girl lost for you. Call me, I come through and let it off for you.
You're the only one I love. The only man I know that I can trust. And if I ever should need you, I know you'll come ready to kill. With a smoking gun, with a smoking gun, with a smoking gun, with a smoking gun. I know you'll come ready to kill. With a smoking gun.
Always here for you to talk to. Hold your head high when you walk through. Sometimes the devil's temptation will force you, but one thing about the Lord, he'll never cross you. Look at all the bad things that they try to do to you, and you're still queen of the earth and you're beautiful. Everything happens for a reason. If you ever need me, call me. I'm coming through sweet.
My bad, y'all. Welcome back. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay, and you're now tuning in live to Blog Talk Radio. And that's at www.blogtalkradio.com/Diva Mary Kay, and this is Diva Spot Radio ENT. I didn't mean to cut Keisha Coles off and Jaheim off like that, but we're going to get back to them, and I'm definitely going to play that song. So at the top of the, on today's show, we're talking about, you know, when should you report abuse? And those who are just tuning in, we're talking about when should you report abuse, and we were just talking about the young lady from Ohio. She ended up killing her two kids and killing herself, you know, and the children had two different fathers, which, you know, I'm not putting it out there like that, but, you know, she was facing a lot of turmoil. I don't know, she may have been facing a lot of turmoil and a lot of stuff going on with her for her to get to that point. So, you know, the question at the top of the hour is, when should you report it? I would say report it before it gets to her to kill these damn kids, you know, and her for to kill herself. And I definitely want to hear your opinion and your comments on it. So call in at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And you can also listen to the show live on the archive at www.blogtalkradio.com. That's /Diva Spot ENT. So again, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/Diva Spot ENT. Shout outs again to Future Guru 100. I know he over there tweeting the show. I know he over there Facebooking the show and people listening in. I want to give a shout out to my online hands as well. And, you know, I just appreciate the love. But this is a serious topic, y'all. This is definitely a serious topic, and I definitely want to get your opinions on it. I'm about to open up the line right now. I see we got another person online. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You live, tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio, ENT, 973-319. Who's this?
Hey, this is Farrakhan from Jersey, Farrakhan.
Hey, Farrakhan, what's going on? I'm glad that you called, and I'm thankful. This is Farrakhan, the big boss over there at Diamond Cut. He in the building. He's a sponsor of the show as well. So big ups to him and big round of applause. Yes, buddy. Yes, buddy. Big City, all y'all that's listening to Big City, go in there and go to Diamond Cut. Get your hair cut. He keep you fly. He don't talk over your head. And you can bring the kids in there, and he'll get the kids tight as well. Now, Farrakhan, at the top of the hour, we talking about, you know, when should you report abuse? And I don't know if you heard the story about the young lady in Ohio. She ended up killing herself. And she killed her two kids. She shot her two kids first. And she committed suicide and killed herself. And, you know, I definitely want to hear your opinion on that.
Wow. I don't know if it's ever no reason to be killing your kids or killing yourself for nothing. But, like, was she getting abused and could have taken, so she took herself and her kids out? or was she just wilding out and killed, you know, herself and her kids? Like, was her man or somebody beating on her?
Well, the story is real cloudy. They didn't give the details about what happened. They said that they found a little note, you know, but it was, like, real skeptical. They really couldn't make nothing of it. But we don't know what she went through. You know, she could have been, she was out there. Both of the child's fathers live outside of the county or the area, and they haven't even released the young lady's name because of that situation. And it just happened on Wednesday. And, you know, but she is a young lady from Ohio, and, you know, she probably was going through some depression. She probably was going through some stuff, and she felt like, you know, it wasn't right. It wasn't right for her to take those kids, like, let alone take her own, because at the end of the day, you got to answer to the God of your own understanding. But, you know, what is your comment on that and any advice for anybody that may be going through something like that right now?
Well, you know, me personally, I feel like you should cause a report of you. Like, if I see something that's not appropriate being done, especially mm-hmm. the children, you know, you report that as soon as you see it or think it. Like, if you think something is going wrong, children don't deserve it. They deserve the best. So always, you know, your first thought, if you're not going to check a person's directly, like, yo, you ain't doing right with your kids or something like that, then, yeah, you know, you got to, you know, step up in there and call whatever proper authorities. You know, you can call a snitching or whatever you want. But if it helps save mm-hmm. a life, you got to do that. You know what I'm saying? Always. Mm. You got to, especially when it comes to the kids. Adults, if adults is having problems, man-woman issues, I try to stay out of that and let them figure it out unless I see something crazy over the top. Like, you know somebody's going to get killed. And I personally, like, you know, experienced that in the sense of my best friend, white-haired man in Parks, killed his girlfriend, and then they found him hanging a couple of days later, you know, or some, if I can't have you, no one will, type craziness. And, you know, she was the sweetest girl in the world, and I was my man, and I know he wasn't barked out like that, but for him to do that, something took him over the top. And I knew right now, I would love to have my man back. You know, I've been going, you know, he's been going for us for 14 years. I would love to have that chat back so we could do what we do out here and make things happen. And that girl, she was just a beautiful soul. So, you know, you'll never want to see that happen to nobody. So, you know, whenever you get a sense of it, you know, you got to check that. That's all I can say about that, you know.
Well, I know that's right. And rest in peace to your dude and rest in peace to the young lady, you know, who their life was, you know, that lost both of their lives. And it's crazy. And you know, everybody say love and make you do crazy things and love and make you do this and love and make you do that. And, you know, once they gone, you as the friend or the sister or the family member, you wish that you would have said something or you wish that you would have been like, yo, like, can we really talk about this? Can I get you some professional help? Like, we don't want it to go there. But that's deep. That's just fair. How you just took me for a win right there to just hear something like that, to be in a relationship with somebody and somebody loving you so much that they say, you know what, if I can't have you, can nobody else have you? And I'm going to kill you, and then I'm going to turn around and kill myself.
Yeah, you know, it's crazy, but that happens. It happens every day. You know, women do it to men do it to women, you know, and, you know, unfortunately, you know, a parent will take their own child's life if they don't feel like something ain't right out here. And, you know, it's crazy. You know, I just hope people recognize it in themselves and get the help they need or somebody help them, you know. That's all you can really hope for.
And you can definitely get help, and especially if you get Medicaid or if you got health insurance, those services are included in your health insurance, and you can go and get individual counseling. You want to start with one-on-one counseling first, and then you want to go into family counseling. You got to talk about some stuff that's going on deep down inside of you. The hotlines, this hotline is just going bananas. People are just calling in. I'm about to get to you, 824, so get ready. Farrakhan, you want to give some shout-outs or whatever before, you know, I take the next caller?
Well, sure, I want to give a shout-out to you both for doing your thing, like always, you know. Man, props out to you. I see you doing your thing. You're grinding hard. You know you're my boo, and I'm waiting for you to tell me that you're going to be my boo, because, you know, I'm waiting on you, baby. I'm waiting on you out here, so, you know, do your thing. Don't blow up too big where I can't grab a hold of you, because, like, look, I'm coming for you. I know where you're at. I'm coming. That's it. Congratulations to you. Keep doing big things, and I'm going to let the next one take the line.
Thank you, Farrakhan. Thank you for calling in, and thank you for showing love. And, you know, that means so much to me, and I'm definitely going to holler at you. Yo, big ups to Diamond, because you can definitely, as a matter of fact, Farrakhan, give us some information about, you know, where the shop's at and what's going on. Get you on Facebook. Put it out there so everybody can come holler at you.
Oh, well, the fellas, you know, we can come to 14th Avenue and 19th Street, 362 14th Avenue, North New Jersey. That's the barbershop for the fellas. And then 683 Springfield Avenue is the new, beautiful, brand-new, spanking-hot hair salon for the ladies, strictly for the ladies. They do their thing there. They get it all in, the doobies, the twist and everything. Just come and see us, man. Real talk, spend your money. That's all. I got bills to pay. I'm trying to take Miss Diva out right now. You know, thank
you. That's right. He got bills to pay.
Come on and see me.
That's right. Go see Farrakhan because he definitely got bills to pay. Exactly. And big shout out to Farrakhan. Big shout out to Diamond Cuts. And big shout out to the shop. Make sure y'all go and holler at him and go through and get your, you know, get your hair tight, get everything tight. I'm going to open up the line. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You live on Blog Talk Radio 824. Who's this? 824, you live on the air. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes.
Uriah, hold on, baby. Open up a line again. What's this?
What's gangbang? What's gangbang?
What's
bang?
Up, it's your girl. Can you hear me?
You can hear me?
Yeah, I can hear. Who's this on the line?
That's a question you need to be asking yourself, yo. Shout out to Auntie B, man. Just be that nigga that you got to know. If you don't know him, man, listen. There's a reason that you have to know him, man. Faith, Guns, a.k.a. 71 West West. How is your boy? What's happening? Hey, what up, EB?
Yeah, there it is.
If you don't know who this is, then, hey, listen. If your streets ain't running right, then listen. It's the reason why you don't know this guy. What's happening with you?
What's happening with me? You called me live.
Exactly. So I just want to let you know that, I mean, things never real bright in the hood, but at the same time, it's like, you know what I mean? Like, at the same time, the situation about the whole thing is like, I don't know. It's like you got to really think about the whole situation. I mean, things happen, but if they ain't happen real right, then it's not real right. You know what I'm saying?
So when do you report abuse? Like, if you see a child being abused or you see a chick going off on a child and carrying on, like, when would you report? Like, I would go to the person first. You know what I'm saying? But would you take it a step farther and be like, you know what, this chick been wilding or this dude been wilding out on his wife or this chick been wilding and, you know, it looks like it's about to be a real ugly situation and, you know, just like the young lady, you know, from Ohio, she ended up shooting her two kids and then killing herself.
I mean, like, you got to get, like, to that situation, you got to get at that, like, ASAC, like, you know what I mean? You can't just sit back and look at that type of situation because you got a lot of dumb people in the world that sit back, let stuff like that happen, or sit back and be the ones that let stuff like that happen or be the ones that do that. But at the same time, like, those type of people just need to understand that it's a better way of moving about the whole situation. Like, you would never have to go off of, oh, doing this, doing that, this, that, and the third. Like, you can sit down and be able to talk to a person and piss them off more than anything. Like, you don't have to sit up here, oh, I'm going to put my hands on you, oh, I'm going to put my hands on this one or that and the third for them to understand something. Like, you know what I mean? You could talk to them. That's what talking is about. You can't talk to somebody then you best believe that you don't need to be around somebody. You know what I'm talking about?
You're right. If you can't talk to somebody, you don't need to be around somebody. And if you can't talk to somebody,
exactly,
then you need to really be, you know, looking deep down at yourself, like looking at myself like, yo, why every time I'm at anybody's house, I'm always in a confrontation? You know,
yeah, they say
why,
as the world's turn, and they say, as what you do is what you do. It's like, If you're not able to talk to somebody and tell them, talk to them, yo, this is that and the third is going on, or this is that and the third is what this is that and the third, you can't talk to them. You need to leave them alone because why? You're harming. And it's not just the fact that you're hurt. It's more than of a situation where you hurt in the situation. It's not that you hurt. No, man, you don't put yourself in a situation. Now you call from a jail cell, one from Trump over with a why? You know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean?
You're right. I'm laughing because you're right. You call you on a jail cell. You now you want to talk to this person and be like, you know, baby, don't press charges and
exactly.
Come see me this and
what
that.
What's this
and
doing
you know,
that now after the fact that you already didn't got yourself in this situation? Why you want to step there and talk to the baby shit? She don't want to hear that. Why she want to hear baby, da-da-da-da, this is da-da-da.
She don't want to hear that with a big donut, but then, you know, Jay, you got women who will listen to that with a big donut on their eye and then their child seeing that, but physical abuse is not, and, you know, that's just one way of physical abuse. What about verbal abuse?
But real talk, I blame it on the gods because at the same time, it's like, why would you want to make it even go that far for her to be like, with a black guy coming in your face. You met her, she was pretty. Why you want to see her all ugly right now? You know, talk about, like, this is real talk. Like, you got to look at the situation. Like, if you met her, she was pretty. Why you want to punch in the face and then she got to come to you and talk to you or beg to you or say whatever, and her face all messed up? Why? Like, you know what I mean?
And you,
I didn't mean her face wasn't messed up.
Yeah, even with her face being all messed up, now you just physically abused her, you emotionally abused her. Now she all jacked up and confused because she like,
mm-hmm.
I love this man. I want to be with this man. We got history. I don't want to leave him. We got kids, but he's hitting me and my kids are seeing this. And she all fucked up and confused. And then, you know, what happens is the man don't realize that. And then he gets frustrated. And then it happened again, and what happens is she ends up doing a Lorraine and Bobby and cutting your pick off, or she's slapping your ass.
Not mine.
But not yours. You know, that's different, but, you know, we already know. My baby mother, your baby mother is my baby mother, and my baby mother ain't playing that shit. And you're an upstanding dude. You know what I'm saying? Applause for this dude right here, because this dude right here, he's a fucking pick up. He stepped in the situation and he took care of a child that wasn't his, and he's still taking care of her and showing her love and never made her feel no type of way. And big up to the dudes out there that come into a relationship and that take care of the kids and don't ever look back. You know what I'm saying? They don't show no favoritism when they have another baby with the child. They still stay and remain the same. Jay, I thank you for calling in and listening to the show, baby. It means so much to me right now. Like, y'all know how much it really means to me. I'm just hold on the line because I got another caller calling in. Yo, the hotline is definitely, hold on, y'all. I got to get me a little drink because I'm feeling real parched right now. And being that I'm the HIBC on this show, I can do this. But, y'all, we talking about when do you report abuse. I got another story I was telling y'all about. And I'm about to get to it now. Let me pull this up right here. This is going to blow your mind. A man kills his wife, stepkids, and himself, but he spares his own kids. Yeah, let me say that again. A man killed his wife, his stepkids. He killed himself, but he spared his own kids. Now, this story is kind of lifty, so I'm just going to read the first top of it and, you know, go into a couple of things. But it says, Riviera Beach, Florida, a man shot and killed his estranged wife and four of his stepchildren and then killed himself early Monday. Now, but he spared his two biological children, the police said. Now, seven children were inside the home when Patrick Dell, 41, pussy, I know you died, but you're still a pussy. He shot Natasha Dell, 30. She was 36 years old, and her four children, who are all pronounced dead at the scene. Now, a 15-year-old was at the home recovering from the hospital. Now, their biological children, which were 1 and 3, they were with relatives. Dale shot the family with a handgun, and neighbors said he was kicked out of a club Sunday night because he was drunk and making threats. It was unclear if the threats were directly to his family. Now, the police say that there was a restraining order against Dale, who was in the midst of a divorce with his wife. So Natasha was divorcing him. And she got a restraining order. Here's the reason why she got a restraining order on Patrick Dale. He had gone away from his wife. He had gone after his wife with a knife in December, telling her, "You're going to be going to the morgue," the police say. Now, Dale had slashed a woman's tire, and he carved the X in the home's driveway. Not only did he come out with a knife, he slashed the tires, and then he carved the X in the driveway. Now, despite the restraining orders, family member Linda Smith said Dale followed his wife everywhere, and he was jealous and possessive. Natasha had told her sister that her husband would one day change his aggressive behavior. Natasha believed that her husband would change, but he didn't. You know, he actually got worse. And then the bad thing about it, let's get to these kids, because I want to get to what these dumbass neighbors said. But inside the home, officers found the body of the woman and her 4 children, identified as 10-year-old Daniel Barnett, 11-year-old Javon Nelson, 13-year-old Diane Burnett, and 14-year-old Brian Burnett. These are from 10, 11, 13, and 14. He took her kids, and he took her life. He took his life, and he spared his own kids. I'm glad his kids is all right. Don't get me wrong. I don't want y'all to think Diva Mary Kay got mad milk at the kids. I just got mad milk at him. But what one of the neighbors was saying, and her name is Jeanette Walker. She's a 56-year-old hairstylist who lives nearby. She was awakened by gunfire, which is not an uncommon sound in the neighborhood where they live. She was saying them over there shooting at each other. She remembered thinking, "I didn't pay any attention because I didn't hear no sirens, she said. Walker said there had been several shootings in the area since she moved there about 3 years ago, and it wasn't until she turned on the morning news that she learned about the death. Now, you got the neighbor hearing this going on. Not only you got the neighbor hearing this going on, but at the same time, the family said that he had aggressive behavior. She got a restraining order against this dude. He slashed her tires. This lady was not helped at all. And people reached out. They reported what was going on. She reported what was going on. She was telling everybody what's up. And she still ended up losing her life. And not only she lost her life, her kids lost her life. I definitely want to know what y'all think about that. Call me up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. I want to know your comments. I want to know your stories. I definitely want to know how you feel. You can also archive the show at www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpotENT, and you can listen to the show there. I'm about to open up the live chat in a few minutes, but what we want to do is we're going to get into some music, and when I come back from the music, I'm going to get more of your opinions and your topics, but we're about to get into Jaheim and Keisha Cole's "I Change." It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. Let's go, y'all.
I mean, make sex before you, baby. Hating on my body, working on my ghetto Pilates. I'm not going out tonight. We can hit the sofa, cuddle up, have a lighter. Oh, baby, whatever, let me accommodate you. Is there anything you like for me to change?
My plan, but I can't cover up my
tab. Oh no,
I need some things that I can't take back.
But baby, it's true, I will change it all for you.
Believe,
you gotta believe me, baby.
I'm yours forever.
Oh, oh, completely in love. The old me was lonely, searching for my one and only. So happy that I found you.
All the potential, and you made it so simple to be loved.
You'll never be the same.
Baby,
everything for you, I can.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
Welcome back, y'all. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You are now tuned in live to Diva Squad Radio. And at the top of the hour, and on this show, not even at the top of the hour because we're at the bottom of the hour, but we're talking about on today's show, when should you report abuse? You know, when is the right time to report abuse? And, you know, I was just talking about the show about this douchebag, Patrick Dell. He killed his wife, which was soon to be his ex-wife because they was going through a divorce. He killed his stepkids. He ended up killing himself, but he spared his biological kids. And, you know, I want to get your opinion on that. Call in at 347-850-1521. I got a call on the line right now. I'm about to open it up. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You live on the air, 862-237. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. It's me.
Rock a Block, that's what's up. I'm glad you're back, baby. What you think about old boy shooting his soon-to-be ex-wife, the kids, his four stepkids, and he killed himself? And I'm going to get a little bit into more of the story. I killed himself after your comment, but he spared his biological kids. I know you definitely
it's
have
crazy.
Some words you want to express about that.
It's crazy. See, now, this is an old grown man.
41.
Yeah, I don't know if he was on drugs, alcoholism, maybe he was an alcoholic, maybe he was a drug addict. You never know what this dude's case was. You know what I'm saying? And it's sickening because you bring the children into this. You know what I'm saying? Like, the kids never have anything to do with it. And I know for sure they do. They're kids, you can deal with that on a different level. You know what I'm saying? The kids never, in order to make someone hurt, they have to go deep to where they know that person would get hurt. You know what I'm saying? And his target, his bullseye was the children. Now, the only problem he had is he don't know when to stop. You know what I mean? If you're going to kill her, leave the kids alone. If you're going to kill the kids, leave her alone. That way you made her hurt, you done killed the kids. I'm not saying it's right for him to kill the kids, but at the same time, he must have been confused. You know what I'm saying? His whole, everything about this whole situation is just sickening, and he deserved, well, I'm not going to say it because I don't know what, if that's the right thing to say, but him being...
No, we keep it real all day. We keep it real 24 hours, 3, 4, 7 a year.
Him being gone... It's probably the best thing for him right now because I'm pretty sure the father of the children want his head. You know what I mean? They want his head.
Well, you know what? What you? I didn't mean to cut you off, but what you're saying with the whole drinking situation, it does say something in the story here. And if you want to get more information about this story, you can go to foxnews.com, and you also can go to cbc.ca.com and get more information on the story. But Rock a Block, you is right, because it did say here, it says, neighbor Keisha Gordon said she was with Dell at the club late Sunday night. Remind you, this happened Monday, the next day. She was at the club late Sunday night when he was asked to leave because he was drunk and causing trouble. Dell didn't get out a lot, but he did have a temper, she said. He was talking about chopping up somebody. That's what he said to Keisha. And then it says they left the club and continued partying at a nearby park where Dell was also asked to leave, she said. He always felt like people was against him. Now to Keisha, if you listening, and, you know, when this does get to you, because I know it's going to get to you, but, you know, when you see a situation like that, immediately you should have reported. He was already off the hook. The wife already had a restraining order against him. The police already knew what it was. But I'm saying this, first you had the neighbor, the hairstylist, Walker. Now you got Keisha. She was in the club, you know, getting white boy wasted with him. He got kicked out of the club, and then she went to the park with him, and he talking about chopping up somebody. And she the neighbor, so she already knew about the situation. I'm pretty sure he expressed to her how he was feeling about his wife and what they was going on, because a drunk always tell the truth. But you right, Rock a Block, as far as with, you know, him being intoxicated and Natasha, the woman that was killed, it says down here, I wanted to read this too. This shit is crazy.
She didn't even know what was going on. She didn't even know.
She didn't know. She was just trying to get away. And here go another neighbor or another person. Here she was a neighbor. It says LaShondra Fluwood, I'm going to call her Miss Fluwood, says she hadn't seen Dell's car in the neighborhood in more than a month. But when he did come by, he would park his car in the alley instead of parking near the house where the family had lived for about a year. You know, now Miss Lou was seen, and she was like, I ain't seen this crazy, you know, new nigga in about a month. And, you know, here he is, you know, he pop up out of nowhere, and he parking in the alley. You know, he was stalking a young lady. He was stalking a girl. And, you know, the girl was trying to get out of the divorce and trying not to be with him, and he ended up killing her and her kids. And, oh, I got to give acknowledgement to the music. The music we just played was Jaheim and Keisha Cole's I Changed. And then you had my girl MJB, Mary J. Blige, Hood Love. You know, and that's Hood Love extreme. Like, that's Hood Love to the ultimate. I don't want no man to love me that once. The man that I decided I want to be with and marry, I want that man to love God more than he loves me. Because if we get into something or we going through some stuff, he can be able to counsel me with the word. Like, you know what, boo? You got an attitude right now, but I'm going to take you and your attitude to the Lord. And right there, I will surrender. I will humble myself to my man because he came at me like that. But, you know, going back to
That's not love, though, they, that's not love because, you know, love is kind. Love is gentle. Love is happiness. You know what I mean? So when it comes to what he went through, that's hate. That's jealousy. That's envy. That's lust. You know what I mean? That's I can't get you back, no one can have you kind of mess. It's nonsense, and he shouldn't have did it. He shouldn't have did it.
And even in that situation, you know, I want my ladies to, you know, comment on this right here. When you in a situation with a man who is that crazy, and you know he crazy, you know he got some issues, you know, and you didn't got your restraining order, and I know she may not have been financially stable to just move with her and four kids just yet, but, you know, what do you do in that situation? I want y'all to call in at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521, and choose the prompt to talk to the host. But I got some information on reporting child abuse first. And, you know, and I want y'all to be prepared after you talk to this person and you try to, you know, not really negotiate with them, but you try to come to terms with them and say, look, you got a problem, it's going too far. I think we need to sit down. You need to check yourself before you wreck yourself, before somebody calls child services on you. Now, if that hasn't worked and the person is still yelling and going off of their kids, verbally abuse. And it's not just physical abuse all the time, y'all. Verbal abuse, emotional abuse, and neglect. Neglect is a form of abuse as well. But when it gets to that point, I'm going to try to help y'all be prepared of what they're going to ask y'all. First of all, the information you're going to need when you call and what type of things they're going to ask y'all. And as far as your occupation, if you're obligated to report it and give it information, not because you can call in and give it and be anonymous, but in certain situations, it all depends on where you work at, you're obligated. So it's a website here. It's www.dds.mo.gov. And I did a YouTube video as well, and it's going to be on my Facebook. So follow me on Facebook. Go put in Ebony Brinson. Ebony, E-B-O-N-Y, last name Brinson, B-R-I-N-S-O-N, and you will see me up there, but you can check out my video, and I got all the links up there in my video, and I got all the information here for those who don't have a pen and paper right now to get it. But it says you can call the hotline at 1-800-392-3738, and that's the Children's Division staff. This hotline is available 24 hours, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Now, this hotline, they will take your information from you and respond to the child abuse or neglect. If you live outside Missouri or you want to report abuse or neglect or out of your state, you know, they got a number that you can call at 573-751-3448. Now, when you call, when you get to the point that you say, you know what, I'm going to go ahead and call, this is the stuff that you need, that you're going to may need some of this, because some people, we don't know the person, we don't know their kids, we just know where they live at, where they've been at, and most likely we record it on their phone, laughing on their kids. And people, parents, be aware that I will record your ass, I will record your ass right in front of your face and be waiting on you. But the first thing they're going to ask is the name of the child. They're going to ask the name of the parents. They're going to ask the name of the alleged abuser. And they're going to ask where the child is located. Now, that's one thing they're going to ask about the child and the abuser. Then you will also be asked, is the child in a life-threatening situation? You're also going to be asked, how do you know about the abuse and neglect? Another question they will ask you is, did you witness the abuse and neglect? And also, where there are other witnesses and how can they be contacted? Now, this is important, so listen up. Notice to mandated reporters, effective August 28, 2004, this is 6 years ago, if you are required to report child abuse or neglect because of your occupation, you may no longer make an anonymous call to the hotline, meaning considering identify yourself. If you, you know, are not required by occupation to report the child abuse, you don't have to identify yourself when you make the hotline call. However, though, being able to contact you later, you know, being able for the social worker or the person you spoke to, for them to be able to contact you later will help more with the investigation. And they may ask you for more information during the investigation process. So, you know, in some situations, like if you work in a school or if you work in a daycare, if you work in a hospital, you're obligated to report abuse, and you have to give your name. You know, so just keep that in mind that they're going to want you to give your name. And if you don't work in a hospital or a school or, you know, a nursing home, you can you can call in and you don't have to give your information, but you want to be able to give them some information. Don't just call in and say, man, I just seen little Timmy mama slap the hell out of him right here on 13th and West Bigelow. No, that's not going to help that child. They're going to be like, okay, they could be going, they could probably be standing on the bus stop, but I just wanted to prepare you guys of what's going to happen when you get to that point that you call that 1-800 number on the person that's abusing their child. Now, that's for child abuse. Now, me being a CNA and a certified nurse's assistant, we're going to talk about adult abuse, and we're going to talk about elder abuse right now for a few minutes. Now, I do want to put a nursing home on blast, and I'm going to put you on blast right now. It's Winston Nursing Home in East Orange, New Jersey on Park Avenue. It's off of Park Avenue and Greenwood Avenue. This is the worst nursing home in the world, and I did my clinicals there. I did my internship there, and they really neglected these older people. And it was sad how they neglected these older people. So I'm putting this nursing home on blast, Winston Nursing Home, located in East Orange, New Jersey, and it's on Greenwood and Park Avenue. Mm-hmm. Now, Rocker Block, can you hear me?
Yeah.
All right. When I did my internship at this nursing home, these people were neglected. When I say they didn't change their bed sheets well, this one nurse aide, and I can't remember her name. I wish I could because I put you on blast. But she used, when you come and they say, you know, give this patient a partial bath, or a partial bath is just you wash their face, you know, you wash up under their neck, and you wash their arms and up under their arms. That's it. But when I say she washed this lady and she used the sheet to dry her off, she used the sheet to dry this lady off. That was one incident. I had another lady. I had to change her briefs. We don't call them diapers. We call them briefs because that's a part of emotional abuse. You don't want them to feel like they baby. But when I went to go change this lady and clean her, her bottom was so raw. And I'm a black woman, and she's a black woman, but her bottom was so raw, and that could only be from sitting in piss all day, let alone all week.
Mm.
That type of abuse is a called neglect.
Neglect abuse.
It's called neglect. And neglect is a form of abuse. They neglected to care for these people properly. They neglected to have the right supplies that they needed for the nursing home or whatever the case may be to be able to take care of these people. And I definitely want to get your opinion about when do you report abuse. I'm going to open up the line right now. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You're live on Diva Spot Radio, 973-338. Who's this? Hold on. Jay, can you hear me?
You.
All right, Jay, you on the line. I'm glad that I put that in there. But, yeah, we were talking about neglect being another form of abuse. And, you know, Jay, remember when I was going through school before I got my CNA and I had did my internship at Winston Nursing Home. I just put their asses on blast. Winston Nursing Home in East Orange, New Jersey on Park Avenue in Greenwood is the worst nursing home smoking right now. I had went and did my internship there, and I had changed this lady briefs. And her butt, Jay, was so ate up and raw, and she's a black woman, and that was from sitting in piss all that time. And that's just crazy.
Yeah, listen, my whole point is like this. First of all, shout out to 71 West Bryant, and you know what I mean? But on top of that, it's like everybody go through what they go through. But, you know, the real talk out of the whole situation is everything is real wrong. It's not nothing that's going to be real right, you know what I'm talking about? So the whole point is, like, there's stuff that you can look at and be like, whatever, whatever, and there's stuff that you can look at and be like, oh, wow. You know what I'm talking about? So the whole point is
about the situation and saying, oh, wow, like, it got to get to the point that we start doing something about it. We looking at it, but we need to be making the difference. Like, I don't look at, you know, the whole time of somebody, you know, an old person getting slapped around and somebody taking this old person money, like, damn, that's fucked up. But when does it come in that you say, oh, that's what I wanted to say, too. Hold on 1 second, Jay. That's what I wanted to say, too. And the nursing home, all the nursing homes, if you a nurse aide or if you a home health aide, these patients have rights, and you must call the ombudsman. If you a nurse aide, you know what this is. The ombudsman is the person that's responsible. He actually is the person that's responsible to make sure the patients is getting their rights and their needs made, and the patients are allowed to have a phone call to call their ombudsman. You know, the ombudsman is the person that comes through, make sure the patient and everything that they do in these patients right there. So in the ombudsman number will be located in the nursing home. It should be posted in a nursing home. Even if you're not for sure what the number is, you can always go online and Google your state, wherever you're working at. And you can, like, I would Google New Jersey ombudsman or, matter of fact, I need to bring my sister on. Because I think she knows this. Hold on.
Amanda,
you can hear me? Amanda, you can hear me? Hey, Amanda, what's going on? Can you hear me?
Hey.
Can you talk right now?
Hey, man. What's up?
Now, with the nursing home situation, the person that's responsible, that take care of the patient right, and that they can call with something, like, isn't that the ombudsman?
Actually, where you at, it's kind of different where you at. I'm in Detroit, Michigan, so it's kind of different. It's like there's a MORC program that some of the people that we deal with, that you can contact MORC. You can also contact their guardian, the people that's over their money and everything like that. You can even contact them, but they're... MORC would be the main people you can contact for abuse or anything like that, and they just take over and just come in and do an investigation or anything like that.
All right, thanks for that.
That's where I am at, but I don't know where you at, huh?
I said thank you. Mm-hmm. I appreciate that. You're right, though. You're right.
Yeah, because it's like you can always contact somebody. Like when I was over here, you said you was doing an internship at some type of
nursing home, yeah.
I want to say, like, at the end of your shift, ain't there some type of paperwork and reports that you have to report at the end of your shift?
No, because the school had us going there, and we was,
okay.
Well, matter of fact, it was skills. It wasn't my internship.
Yeah,
I was doing my
okay, but there's always someone you could have talked to. You could have went to someone and said something.
I did. I called the embezzlement.
Embezzlement.
I did.
Because I don't know anything about that.
I did do something about it. Yeah, Rockefeller glasses ass off, too. I was so disgusted, man.
And there's also something called, like, something we have here for our patients. It's called rights. And it's like all the rights they have that they're able to think of that, like you said, she was left in her brief, however. Do any of your patients speak at all?
Yeah, she speaks. She did speak. She definitely did speak. Miss Rose, shout out to Miss Rose.
I
love you.
She
was able to, I can hear you. She was able to speak or whatever the case may be, but, you know, I guess she was she was just used to the situation.
Okay. But like I said, I'm always someone that you could, huh?
Yeah, go ahead. But I thank you for that, Amanda. That's what's up. But it's always somebody, you know. Amanda, thanks for listening in. I'm going to go ahead and put you on mute for right now. But it's always somebody that you can call and you can go over the head. And, you know, and they always say, they'll tell you when you were CNA or you were home health aide, is that in the scope of practice for you to do that? A scope of practice is the thing that a CNA, a certified nurse's assistant, is supposed to do, and the home health aide is supposed to do. But I went above and beyond because that's just how I get down. I'm not going, you know, I couldn't stand to see that. And the nursing home didn't even have enough supplies for these, you know, for these people. They didn't have enough supplies to take care of the people in the nursing homes. And that's crazy. You shouldn't be running out of rags. There is no way out. You know that you got people that's cleaning these people's butt. You shouldn't be running out of rags. We got a call on a lot. We got Future Guru calling in. I'm definitely going to get his opinion. Future Guru, you on live?
Yeah, you know I'm supporting this show 100%, and I just wanted to make sure that you get back on the check-in because I had to get that charge on that battery. So what's up, baby?
Oh, that's what's up. Well, right now, we're talking about...
I charged up for a show, so I wanted to get it in the show.
I'm glad you charged up,
baby.
And I'm glad you called in. Do Diva Spot Mary Kay a favor and charge up before you call the show. Because I don't need you calling in on my show talking about you checking back in because you had to charge up. But I definitely appreciate you. Again, that's Future Guru 100. He on the line, and he does a lot of the networking for Diva Spot Radio. He's online. He's pushing the radio station. He out in Brick City pushing the radio station. So we definitely appreciate the love, and he is sponsoring the show, so we got to show him love for that. But you didn't hear the story, which I want to get back to because we got a couple of minutes. Well, we got 24 minutes left on the show. But I wanted to get into the story that you didn't hear. Patrick Dell from Riverdale, Florida, he's 41 years old. And he ended up killing he killed his wife, which was about to get a divorce from him. He killed her four kids. He killed himself. But he didn't kill his biological children. Let me make sure I say this right. Let me go back up to the story because I want to say it right. The man kills wife, stepkids, himself, but he spares his own kids. Now, it was reports, you know, well, first of all, she was divorcing him. She didn't want to be no more. She was leaving or whatever the case may be. She went and got a restraining order after he attacked her in December with a knife saying, you know, you're going to be going to the morgue. Not only did he tell her that, he slashed her tires and he carved the X in the driveway. You know, and the topic of the show is, you know, when do you report abuse? You know, she had went above and beyond to report this abuse, you know, to talk about and to try to protect herself. And he ended up killing her, himself, and her kids, and he left his two kids. What you think about that, Future Guru 100?
Well, that story is, you know, very unfortunate. So you really want to think about prevention. That's why we, you know, my comment was like, absolutely, just, you know, you don't want people to see, you know, bad things happen, like suffering like that, and to then to some to get hurt is like a whole, the whole really reason why people should be aware. You know, those are the key points I want to make. But I mean, I can appreciate you jumping on this issue. So I mean, that's the part I want to appreciate you doing, you know, bringing awareness to people, and I support it. So that's basically, I didn't want to be having, you know.
But that's what's up, Future Guru 100, and you're right, it is about awareness. And speaking of awareness, it's October, and it's Cancer Awareness Month. And for all my ladies out there, I know all y'all got a pink bra or a pink and black bra or a pink and yellow bra. I know you got a bra or something, and you can support Breast Cancer Awareness Month or Cancer Awareness Month. It is October, and you can support it by wearing your pink bras or your pink shirts. Anybody that know me know I love pink. Not for nothing, I'm the Mary Kay lady. And what we do with Mary Kay is we party with a purpose. And one of the things, the special things that we do with Mary Kay is we have, when we do the parties with a purpose, we have some of the proceeds that were earned from the party. When you do your party with a purpose, some of the proceeds that's earned from it go to the supporting to find a cure for cancer and breast cancer that's, you know, attacking the women in the world. And as far as, you know, it's so serious, and that's why we walk. And I want my ladies to get out this year and walk. Walk for breast cancer. Excuse me, I'm getting tongue-tied because I'm really passionate about this. But walk for breast cancer. Wear your pink for breast cancer. You know, and, you know, I don't have cancer. I don't have breast cancer, but I did have a scare with my sister that, you know, it could have been a possibility that she had cervical cancer. And I'm so glad that I told her to go get a second opinion, because when she told me that, I seen the fear in her face, but the hurt and the pain and the inside of me of her ever leaving me. I mean, even me talking about it, Kima, I love you, baby. I love you with my last breath. I love you like I love my last front lace. I love my sister very much, but we did have a scare. And thank God it wasn't that. We had a second opinion, and it wasn't that. And, you know, you definitely want to support it, whether you have cancer or not. Again, shout out to the women and the soldiers who still fighting against cancer. And also, shout out to the soldiers that lost against the battle of breast cancer and any type of cancer. It's very important that you take care of your bodies, ladies. And I will be doing a YouTube video on cancer. And we're going to get together. We're going to do some fun stuff. And that's another thing that we do fun with Mary Kay. And I know all y'all heard about Mary Kay. Do me a favor, all my ladies, all my people listening online, go to www.marykay.com/ebonyangel. That's my site. Again, that's www.marykay.com/, and that's that slash that goes to the right, to the right, to the right, and put after that Ebony Angel, and click on there, and to the left is going to say host a party. And you can see the rewards that you can get for hosting a Mary Kay party. Not only do we as beauty consultants, the Mary Kay ladies, the independent beauty consultants of Mary Kay, we give you hostess gifts. You can get hostess credits. And not only that, what better way to have your family, your friends, and your favorite diva over and getting pampered, you know, getting your facials and getting your first your skincare facials, your cosmetic facials, and a satin hands pampering all for free. The beauty consultant will set up an appointment and a party. Come to your house. You can have a little refreshments. If you want to cook, that's cool, too. But you can have a party, and you can have a party with a purpose, and some of the proceeds will go to the fight against breast cancer and cancer that's affecting women daily. Daily. And that's what I'm talking about, making a difference, making a movement. And I say this a lot. I don't really need people to follow me on Twitter. I don't need followers. I need people who make differences, who make changes. And that's what it's all about at the end of the day. That's what Diva Mary Kay is about, is making changes and doing something that's going to impact. Because I say this and I say it again. When I leave this earth, I'm not leaving an obituary. I'm leaving a legacy. And know that. And with that being said, I'm about to get into some music. My boy's Hit Mob, because I'm a soldier. Let's go. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio ENT. Call me up, 347-850-1521, and talk about the topic with me. When do you report abuse? And if you also want to talk and give your comments about the young lady in Ohio who killed herself and killed her kids, and also give your comments about the man, Patrick Bell. I can't forget his name because I'm disgusted with him. And my condolences go out to the family. But Patrick Bell, he ended up killing his exchange wife, her kids, himself, and he spared his biological kids. Let's get into this music, y'all. It's your boy, Hit Mob, Brick City Finest Soldier. Let's go.
Hey, Maya, how you doing?
Good, how
are you? You know daddy's still here, right?
So?
Daddy ain't going nowhere. Daddy miss you.
Yeah.
I love you, girl.
Man, it's been 5 months since I see my daughter, my life. When I go to court, she denied it, makes me tired. I can tell you one thing, I ain't never lose the fire. So soon as the fifth, yeah, I'm blowing out the campfire. Nigga, that's great. I have to maintain crime. Feel like my brain's fried from all of the suffering. Struggles with the government just to see my daughter. Get alcohol to swing, cause I done had enough of it. So holla at me, pain. I'll be right here, wiping my tears. Keep me right back to the game. So holla at me, pain. Yeah, yeah. You don't know what I've been through. Your clock's got a pit bull lock. Mine's got a simple, your trigger squeeze. Bad. My son and my daughter crying, missing each other. Thoughts, me and my son crying and sleep. My, we miss you. I'm a soldier, tell me I'm a soldier. Tell me I'm a soldier, tell me I'm a soldier. Tell me I'm a soldier, tell me I'm a soldier. Tell me I'm a soldier, tell me I'm a soldier. Tell me I'm a soldier. To the thing that I aspire, yeah. Till I'm up in heaven or down in hell in the fire. They don't wanna let us in, though they constantly deny us. Why? They don't know what they do, just add fuel to the fire. I don't wanna play with, I must be mistaken. I'm losing my patience with all of this hate. And if only you could take it, how you wanna take it? I ain't thinking twice about your life when I take it. Believe me when I say us, you don't wanna try us. Touchdown, we done been nothing marauders. We done gotta play hard, cause that real shit inside us. Say you never felt the mob, you's a motherfucking liar. This is why I go hard to know the meaning of the title. Fuck the feel the pressure, grip the pen a little tighter. Get a fire 16, man, it's just a paper fire. Till I'm lying in my grave, I will never lose the desire. I'm a fire, I'm a soldier. Every time I blow up, heart is getting colder. Can't warm it up with energy. All this pain is threatening me, losing my serenity. Fighting through the misery and marching till the end of me. Cause homie, I'm a soldier.
Homie, I'm a soldier.
soldier. Hand me, I'm a soldier. Hand me, I'm a soldier. Hand me, I'm a soldier. I'm a soldier.
That's what I'm talking about. Y'all, welcome back. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay, and you are now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio, and that's at www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpotENT, and also you can call in at 347-850-1521 to holler at your diva. Again, shout out to all my Twitter love, shout out to all the Facebook love, shout out to all my tag love. I see y'all in the building, and that's definitely what's up. On this show, we're talking about when should you report abuse. And I brought to y'all two raw stories today, and I definitely want to say big up to Hit Mob for that song. That song is fly. Rock-a-Block, what you think of Brick City Finest? Because Rock-a-Block is smooth in Brick City, and he's Brick City Finest. But what you think about Hit Mob, that song, I'm a Soldier? Did you like that?
Man, I was just saying to myself how much I like that song because back in the day, I had this group, my own little crew called 124 Soldiers, and they still kind of heavy in the streets, and you know, that song just fit right in with them. If they heard that song, it would probably be their theme song. You know, they bump it in their car, I'm a soldier, you know.
Yeah, and that drum beat is hot, and he come
right,
in like, it's been 5 months since I seen my daughter Maya. He kills it.
Yeah, marching in with the snare drum and all that. Yeah, it's official. I like that joint. I got to get that. You got to hook me up with that now.
Oh, boy. You already know. Just holler at your girl, Diva Mary Kay. I definitely get that to your Yahoo or your Gmail. But, yeah, that's Brick City Finest Hit Mob, and that's Soldier. And one of the reasons why I played that song, because we got to be soldiers, y'all. You know, we got to put on that thick skin. And when I say that thick skin, I mean that thick whale skin, that thick shark skin, that thick alligator skin. African skin, yes. We got to put that thick African skin, and we got to be soldiers for the kids. You know, we got to be soldiers for the kids when we see that, you know, the mother is frustrated, and not just going and talking to the mother. If you got a friend or a family member and you see they having a hard time supporting themselves and supporting their children, you know, do help them out a little bit. You know, watch them one weekend, and I say weekend, that means Friday to Sunday, y'all. Preferably bring the kid back Sunday evening. And shout out to Roxanne Sherrod. That's the best grandmother in the world because she is definitely on point. I know she called in earlier, but I'm pretty sure she had to go. But shout out to her. But we got to, you know, help your friends out. Don't just say, girl, you need to stop yelling at them kids like that. And, you know, start yelling at her, asking her what the hell wrong with her. And men, too, because I see a lot of, you know, single fathers as well, you know. And I'm starting to see a lot of fathers have their kids more often now than a mother. So, you know, I got to give them a round of applause. That's good. I thought it was some type of academic or a movement, but, you know, the fathers is really starting to step in, and unfortunately, some of the mothers just said, you know what, they got the kids, they said, I can't take it no more, I can't do this by myself, you help me make the baby, and they go and drop the baby off on the stairs or wherever, at grandma's house, at your mama's house, wherever, or the mother has some issues, or she died or had a drug addiction, but, that's, I wanted to touch on that a little bit because drug addiction is a whole nother show that I'm definitely going to have. And I can understand, you know, coming from a background of my mother having a drug addiction and dying at 37. And me as well going into, you know, thinking that me smoking weed all the time, or how the heavy I was smoking it, that I didn't have a problem. I just thought, oh, you can't be an addict if you just smoke weed. That's a lie. An addict can come in any different thing. It don't even have to be drugs. You can be an addict to shopping. You can be an addict to watching TV. Anything that consumes your life and you have to get up and do it, go to sleep and do it, and your life has become unmanageable because you keep doing, you're an addict to it. So I'll be talking about that in another show, but I definitely want to say something on the topic because we got a lot of mothers out here that they judgment is impaired and they can't see in front of them because they choosing their drugs over their kids, or they choosing their man over their kid. And with that being said, as far as choosing a man over a kid, it was a young lady that lived in New Jersey. And this was a couple of years ago I heard this story. But her and her boyfriend was living in a hotel room. He wasn't a biological father of the 5-month-old. But what happened was she ended up going to work. And when she came back, he had sexually molested her 5-month-old. He penetrated her and ended up busting her heart. He stuck his thing in his child, and he raped her, and he busted his baby heart. And both of them were charged with child endangerment. And I say this to say, and I say that to say this: be very, 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 very careful about who you leave your kids with. I've always been like that. You can even ask Rocker Block and anybody that know me. I do not play about my son. I got King Makai on my arm. Why? Because he's the king. He's running around here. And he's a very respectful child, don't get me wrong. But be very, very careful about the man that you're dealing with, regardless if he's the father of your children or he's not the father of your child. You want to keep an open eye on, you know, who you leave your kids with and being communicating with your kids. Your kids should be able to tell you anything. My son, sometimes he come to me and he say the goofiest things, but he be like, "Mommy, can I tell you something?" And I look at him and I grab him and I hold him and I say, "Baby, you can tell me anything. You tell Mommy everything and you tell me anything because we a team and I got your back no matter what, whether you right or you wrong." We got to start building our relationship with these kids so we can stop this abuse. And
being open-hearted and open-minded.
Yes, and being open-hearted and open-minded. And just because that man broke your heart don't mean nothing. You know, my sister was saying, I was talking to my sister, and, you know, she was saying how, you know, a lot of these chicks, they be putting their drugs and stuff in front of their kids, and then they be messing with these dudes, and they neglecting their kids. We back to neglect. Neglect is a form of abuse. I'm going to give you a couple examples of neglect, ladies. When you cook the food, you've been in the kitchen slaving all day, and when that food done, if your man, regardless if he's the father or not, get a plate before them kids, that's neglect. He shouldn't get a dry Rice Krispie corn unless them kids got anything, they got their stuff first. That's the form of neglect. And I got 4 minutes left. I'm gonna keep it moving because I could say a lot in 4 minutes. Another form of neglect is if you and your man get into an argument and you feel in some type of way, and now you decide that you want to close and stay closed in of the world, and you got your cell phone, you constantly looking at it, and you waiting on him to call you, or you blowing his phone up, and you ain't fed the kids, you ain't did their homework, they ain't got in the tub, ain't nothing done, you ain't spent no quality time with them, that's a form of neglect. You so boo-hooing over this dude, and not nothing, you can get another one. But Gucci say every 15 minutes, another one coming. And if you got swag, then that really wouldn't mean nothing to you, to tell you the truth. Now, here's the last form of neglect or abuse, and this is what I'm going to say because I can't stand it, and thank God that God gave me strength and patience not to go up top on people when I see them do this. You out in public with your kids, and your kid is acting up and causing you some drama. And you say this, and I know my girls ain't listening, so I can say it now. You say, "Sit your motherfucking ass down, and I'm going to fuck you up if you don't stop doing this. I'm going to fuck you up if you don't stop doing that. Your motherfucking ass this and this and this and that." You cursing your kid out like they a grown-ass person. And all women who got kids got the mommy ear. We just king in like, dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee. Who the fuck is that cussing their kid out like that? We're looking around to find you. We want to know where you at. And you cursing this kid out so we can even be able to put your ass on blast or let you know that we see you so the kid won't get fucked up right then and there. Now, you can tell your kid, like, you know what, when we get home, I don't appreciate your attitude right now, and I ain't feeling how you act, but when I get home, I'm going to whoop your ass. Ain't nothing wrong with a way of whooping ass is when you get to the house, you get your belt, and you tell your child to bend over. Whether they grabbing the tub or they either grabbing the couch or whatever, and you give them some wax on their ass, maybe like 4 or 5. I go by age, you know. It all depends on what age they in. And you put their ass on punishment. Don't go choking your kid, putting your kid in the Four Nelson and doing wrestling moves on them. That's not what's up. But we at the end of the show. I want to thank everybody for calling in. I want to thank you, Rock a Block, for calling in and supporting me. EB's up front, Will Spinning. I want to thank my sister Amanda and Cassandra for calling in. I want to thank my sister Kima for calling in. I love you, baby. I want to thank Keith for calling in and giving us that nice song and getting honest with us at the beginning of the show. I want to thank Future Groove 100. I want to give a shout out to Farrakhan and Diamond Cuts. I also want to give a shout out to my girl Nathal. I want to give a shout out to my babies, Makai, Tashauna, Uriah, Jasmina. I love y'all. And it's just been a blessing. It's been a blessing. We at the end of the show. I'm going to get into some more music before we get out of here. Before we get out of here, just know this. God made you perfect just the way that you are. So there's no need to change or try to correct anything about yourself. And I'm going to leave the ladies with this. Proverbs 14:1. A wise woman build her house, but a foolish woman pull it down with her own hands. Keep God first in everything that you're doing. And know that we still standing, baby. Let's go.
Mama always told me, baby, you gotta walk by faith and not by sight. Real talk, you gotta listen.
Standing like the Statue of Liberty, and I put my name in the history book, so you'll forever remember me. Remember me as the toughest warrior, or the ultimate fighter, cause I'm the truth and nothing but it, like my hands on the Bible. And it's the survival of the fittest, the realest is not a facade. Still standing on my 2 feet, cause I'm a child of God.